Next weekend is a big weekend in Port Huron because it's the final, the last lockup. March of Dimes, jail and bail occurring a week from tomorrow. And we are ready for it. Because we don't have a local March of Dimes office here in Port Huron anymore, that means the volunteers who put this on have had to work extra hard this year. And they have. I've been in some of the planning sessions, people working really hard to put on a great jail and bail, led by none other than the sheriff. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things coming together?
Things are coming together well. You know, lots of planning, lots of work. We're really in the final crunch week. And looking forward for Saturday, week from Saturday.
A week from tomorrow is the big day. And Tom, how are things looking from your point of view?
Looks very well. We're set to move the jail today to the Masonic to build it tomorrow. Well,
we're going to get an update on Monday. We're going to talk to you on Monday morning about how that whole process goes. But, you know, as you head into the weekend, I mean, that's a big job, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's all day today moving stuff and tomorrow will be all day building.
Oh, good. Things are looking good. We got a lot of prisoners that are going to be arraigned. And
Yeah, I think so. And again, it's the last one. We're up at probably, what, 70 right in there? 70.
Oh, that's good. You know? That's
so,
really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, not bad at all. And lots of the entertainment. And again, tomorrow's a construction. We'll have lots of help on that. And that goes up pretty quick. We'll have the jail done by noon. But great cause for a great send-off.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we're sorry to see it go because it's been such a great tradition here in our community. But times change, people change, things change.
Yeah,
and it's just time.
Everything has its life.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so,
for sure.
And this was time.
What is it about the March of Dimes that has kept you coming back, Sheriff, year after year?
Well, you know, it's a great cause. And obviously, if it's jail and bail as a sheriff, you're going to be involved. But I was involved prior to that. And you know, I have a set of twins, and they were preemies, so they were 34 weeks on the day, and so much of the medication out there for the infants is so important. It helped us tremendously, so near and dear to me, very close to me when I, you know, I think about how fortunate we were with our children, and if it wasn't for the research and technology and the donations that make that happen, there'd be a lot of sad stories out there.
For sure. What keeps you coming back?
The same thing. I had a son that was premature, and we benefited from that. And through my whole wife's pregnancy, she had troubles, and a lot of the stuff that happened was because of the March of Dimes.
It's all it takes is people, you know, either have had an experience or know somebody that's had an experience. And as soon as you start talking about the cause and the reason that we do this, I mean, it reminds you that it's a pretty important thing to do.
Oh, it sure does. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
One thing that I know about Ann Whaling is that she loves Port Huron. She loves helping people, and she loves to have a good time. And she gets to do all that as our judge next Saturday. Judge, the Honorable Ann Whaling, good morning.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you.
Back a long time ago, we used to use actual circuit court judges. Dan Kelly used to be up there. We had actual judges, and then the state of Michigan passed some silly rule that said if you're a real judge, you can't be a fake judge at jail and bail.
Darn it.
But that opened the door for you to come in and become
sure
the judge.
It sure did. They were a lot of fun, though. It was fun to watch those guys go.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun to watch you as well because you get to charge, the prosecutor charges.
Yep.
We use the real prosecutor for that.
Yeah.
And then you get to pass judgment on all these characters.
Exactly. I get to play with the prisoners, and they're a lot of fun.
You look right at home behind the bench with that big gavel in your hand.
Well, thank you very much. It's fun. I don't have what it takes to be a real judge, but I sure have fun with this project.
Absolutely. And you get to play with the bail a little bit, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. For our more enthusiastic prisoners, we get to let them make more phone calls once they get there.
If they start talking back, right?
Exactly right.
Good. Well, what keeps you coming back to the March of Dimes year
after
year?
Well, actually, when I was a little girl, when I was 3 years old, I had polio. So that's near and dear to my heart. And then as a little child, I don't know if anybody remembers, I'm getting pretty old, but they had the cards where you stuck the dimes in. So as little kids, we all ran around and got the dimes to stick in the card. So I've always had a real interest in March of Dimes. Then I started working as a prisoner when it was actually at the jail.
Yep, which I remember those years.
Which was tremendous fun as well. And I took a break when my kids were young. And then when I came back as a volunteer, I just kind of luckily was honored with the request to actually be a judge. So it's just been a wonderful thing. And if I could say, Paul, one of my things, I took a quick look this morning at the March of Dimes website, and they were saying that a healthy baby when he's born the medical costs are about $4,300. But a baby that's born prematurely, the medical costs are about $54,000. And, I mean, that's the dollar amount. And we all know the insurance companies and the medical community, the struggles they're facing right now. And when you put the money aside and you think about the families, the baby, the physical and emotional challenges the baby goes through, as well as the family and the friends and the community, it's a tough thing. Yeah. So anything we can do to help offset that is a wonderful mission.
That's why we do this every year.
Yeah,
61 years we've been doing this now.
Beautiful.
We, I say collectively, but a lot of us have been involved for a lot of those 61 years.
Frighteningly.
Myself included. So we're going to do it again. The last lockup next Saturday. We look forward to it. We're going to talk about it a lot more next week. We'll talk to the construction crew, see how you guys do this weekend. Be careful. We don't want any injuries.
No, it'll be no problems there. We'll be fine. Well,
Sheriff, you be the supervisor, okay?
I tend to be.
All right. Guys, thanks a lot. We'll talk next week. Jail
Thank
and Bail.
You.
A week from tomorrow, go to March of Dimes, jailandbail.org for more information.